Welcome to Cityscape. I'm Don Marr, sitting in for Steve Potter. How do you teach kids the importance of giving back? We have a guest today who has a big message and a simple story about that. And what do you think about marionettes? They have entertained generations of kids and adults, but is it becoming a lost art? We'll ask two of the best in the business today, but we'll start with an old organization with a new look, the St. Louis Artists Guild. It's the oldest art organization in St. Louis. It's been around for almost 130 years now, promoting and supporting the visual arts. Our guest is Executive Director Catherine Nahorski, who has headed the organization since September of 2012. Catherine, so nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. It's a delight to be here.
Well, let's get the latest on the new building. You've only been there for a few weeks, actually. How's everything going?
Well, fabulous. Thank you. We are absolutely delighted with our new space. It's part of the old Famous Bar building. Our address is 12 North Jackson, so we're right at Jackson and Forsyth.
In Clayton.
In Clayton, so we're still very centrally located. And the building, being an old Famous Bar building, though, was built in the late 40s. And so it has that Art Deco feel to it and modernist feel. We have 15-foot ceilings, clean lines. So we have a beautiful contemporary gallery.
Well, your old building was a wonderful building, too, over at Oak Knoll, just a few blocks away.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
But different, quite different. Why is the old Famous building your building now? Why is that so much better for you?
Well, when we were at Oak Knoll, which was a beautiful historic mansion in a beautiful park, it was a historic mansion. And so there were, you know, still the feeling, there were rooms, and even though walls were taken out, you always felt like you're in rooms. And everybody, I think, knows, too, that it was once the Museum of Science and Natural History. The upstairs, which was our main galleries, had very low ceilings. We only had 8-foot high ceilings. So it was very restrictive in the types of artwork that we could present in terms of size or installation pieces. And now it's, you know, we have this expansive space that highlights work beautifully, regardless if it's large or small. We have excellent lighting, and you just feel like you're coming into, and when you enter, everybody goes, wow, this is a fabulous gallery. It just has that presence to it.
You know, and just looking at you describe it, I can see how excited and enthusiastic you are about it. It does sound very, very different. And you've already had one exhibit in the building.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And that was, I guess, given the name of it, was called Move, mm-hmm. Was that it? I guess that was not accidental, given as it was the first one after your move.
Right, right. Yeah. It was to celebrate our move and sort of started out with the concept of moving between, you know, point A and point B, and so the concept was that it then developed into anything that moved, or and that could be real or imagined. And so some of the pieces dealt with the movement of color. Some of the pieces actually moved and had wheels on them, and or did things that also represented movement, like racing horses or bicycles. So it was, yeah, it was a great show.
Is this something you could have pulled off at Oak Knoll?
I don't know, not the wow factor. Yeah. I mean, we've had fabulous exhibits at Oak Knoll.
Sure.
And many artists, you know, have shown there over the years and did fabulous shows. But I think even the artists who were attached to Oak Knoll, you know, were disappointed that we were moving. When they walked into our new space, they all went, wow, this is fabulous. This is a great gallery.
You have another one set to open on the 31st. What's that going to be about?
Yeah, that on Friday evening, we have an opening reception for Art of Illustration. And the St. Louis Artists Guild has smaller groups within our membership that have monthly meetings or quarterly meetings and do presentations or networking. And we have an illustrators group. And so each year we try to highlight an exhibit that highlights one of our groups. So this one is Art of Illustration. And John Cornoyer, who is the senior graphic designer at the St. Louis Art Museum and adjunct faculty at Webster University, is our juror. And I think for illustrators, part of what we were trying to look at is illustrators, fine art, graphic designers, that line just seems to be blurring more and more and more. And I think technology has blurred that line because many fine artists also use technology.
You know, that was something I wanted to get into with you because this world is changing, as we all know, so dramatically. It's becoming so much more visual, and the creation of those visuals is so different than it has been. How is that going to affect what you do, and particularly in a facility such as yours?
Right. Well, yes, I think artists immediately grab onto whatever the new tool is that helps them express their concept or, you know, their idea and what they have to say. And I think our facility is certainly ready for that. I mean, we're ready for folks who still like just to draw. I mean, I have some artists say, I just draw, to artists who are producing, using drawing or scanning them into their, using their scanners and taking it into a program then to manipulate it further, and it comes out as a video. This space is perfect for that, and we are welcoming. And as we go, you know, look at exhibits, we try to embrace the different concepts or mediums that artists are exploring.
We're not getting to the point, however, are we, where you go to a facility such as yours and what you'll see is a PowerPoint presentation and that's it.
No. We have, I think the St. Louis Artists Guild has a lot of members that are still very tactile and sure. love to draw and paint and printmaking, and we have a nice group of textile artists who, you know, it's very, very tactile.
I'm pulling your leg a little bit there. But, you know, these days you just never know.
Let me know when you're coming down. Maybe I'll do a PowerPoint presentation.
when you speak of your members, are all of your members artists?
No, a large portion of them are because the Artists Guild was founded by artists, and for years, you know, just its first mission is to provide exhibition space for artists, sure. And then connect the community to those artists, and many of the programs help, I think, the artists with professional development or learn about a new medium. But the programs also are such that they are welcoming and informative to anyone who's interested in art. So we really want to welcome everyone at the Artists Guild and all types of artists.
And there's an educational component as well. How does that work?
Well, we haven't got our classrooms up and running yet. Truly, we did just get the gallery open, and we have a few more things to do there. But in the fall, we should start our education program. There has always been sketch groups for artists with models for figurative drawing. And then we also have community art education classes in drawing and painting and sculpting, textiles and printmaking. And they're very popular. And they're from folks who have never drawn before. Take them to artists who perhaps haven't worked in a while and want to get back into something. And the classes range too, that, you know, it might be for beginners or it might be a workshop that is for professional artists who want to explore a new medium. And we also try to tie those into our exhibitions too.
I was going to ask if, in fact, when they've done some of this work, if they have the opportunity to show what they've done.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we have we do juried shows.
What does that mean, juried shows?
Like John, for Art of Illustration, the artist submitted their work, and then he chose the work that will be in the exhibit.
He's the juror.
He's the juror.
Okay.
So one thing I think that's great about juried shows is that we have had artists who maybe completed their first painting in one of our classes, entered a show, and were accepted. And they're showing right along with artists who have been painting or drawing or making art for 30 years. And so there's this wonderful play between the new and the experienced in those shows. And we do cash awards for our shows. And on occasion, you know, when a new person or a young person hears their name being announced and they just like yelp out that they're so excited.
I can understand that excitement. It must be something akin to a reporter seeing their first story in the newspaper
right.
and just saying, wow, I finally accomplished what
yes,
I wanted.
Yes.
In terms of St. Louis as an artist community, how do we stack up, do you think?
Great. I think I do.
Yeah.
It is amazing. I think St. Louis has an amazing art community, and that's arts with a capital A
mm-hmm.
for
sure.
all of the visual performing. If you cannot find something that you like to do, support, go to in the arts in St. Louis, then something's wrong. Not with us,
yeah.
but I mean, I think we are an astounding city for the arts.
One of the things that, and we've talked about this a number of times on our programs here, is the amount of revenue that is generated by the arts community in St. Louis. It's an enormous amount of money that it brings to our city.
Yes,
yeah.
yes, yes. Well, you know, there's a lot of artists and there's a lot of visitors and people who love art. And we have this great attraction, the Arch, that people from around the world come to see. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's just, you know, one more avenue to get people into our city and into our regional and local performances and galleries.
How are you funded? Is the Regional Arts Commission involved? Is it all through membership or how?
I think like most nonprofits in our and in the arts, it's some of all of the above. We do apply to the Regional Arts Commission, and they are one of our funders, as well as the Missouri Arts Council. Memberships, individual donations, corporate donations, are exhibitions break even. Our education program brings in a little bit more. So, you know, it's just a variety.
You're, I'm sure, looking for members.
Always.
Yeah. how do they go about that? How do you go about that? And how, if someone would like to become involved, how would they do so?
Well, we would love for you to come visit and come see our new space and see our plans for development. Invite everyone to come to our opening next Friday night on the 31st from 5 to 8. I think that's, you know, a lot of folks still haven't seen our new space. And you can always visit us online. But I really think the first part is please come visit us and come meet us and come to some of our programs and or take a class and come to a lecture and start from there.
We'll have information about all of that on our website yes. at sdlpublicradio.org. So folks can, if they're in their car right now and not writing it down, they'll have someplace to go and look
Thank
for that.
Thank you.
You have a website too.
Yes,
too, I'm
absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
StLouisArtistsGuild.org.
Let's talk a little bit about structuring and creating an exhibit. Obviously, it's not just finding a number of pictures and hanging them on the wall.
Right.
What is the process?
Great question. For the Artists Guild, we have a mix of juried exhibits that we maybe present 5 to 6 different shows a year. And before we moved, and we will start doing this again in the very near future, we also did call for proposal from solo artists or curators to present a single or small group show. And we are always looking to what our members are interested in, what is the larger community interested in and what might challenge us. So we're always trying to have that balance as we go through our exhibit calendar year. Yeah. Since we have so many groups and artists involved, we will meet maybe once or twice a year to talk about what, you know, is of interest and look at the history of what we've addressed and then what we might do in the future. And then there's also, so we start there, and then we also look for jurors or someone who will help us put together that best show. Then there's also opportunities to collaborate in the community. After our Art of Illustration show, our September exhibit opening on September 11th is called Pairings, and we're partnering with the Missouri Fiber Artists Association, and it is part of a larger symposium of innovations in textiles. So some of the galleries start their shows in August. In that fall time period, up to 20 galleries in our region will have textile shows. So partnerships are great, too, because I think it helps, you know, bring a focus to one concept, material, medium, and what's going on in contemporary textiles presented by 20 galleries.
What about photography?
What about photography? Yeah. We love photography. Yeah. We have a photography group, and we did a photography show a couple years ago and had a great response to that because everybody loves their camera, their iPhone. I mean, lots of folks are their mobile phone, don't even use a traditional camera anymore. Sure. And so we will certainly, you know, address that. Again, in the January, when we get into our 2016 season, we will have a show called Clearly Human 2. And a couple years ago, we had a figurative show called Clearly Human. And it was interesting. It was one of the largest responses we had from artists entering shows. So we were like, wow, there's all these artists working on figurative work or addressing human condition or, you know, just all these different types of work. It was one of just really a fantastic show. So we want to do that again.
You mentioned in talking about setting up an exhibit that you go over the challenges. What kinds of challenges might they be and might you face?
Well, you know, there's sort of all that, you know, brass tacks and behind the scenes, and you want to get the word out to as many people as artists to come. You want to get to enter. You want to get the word out to the community to come see the exhibit. You need to find your juror and make sure everything's running smoothly for them to choose the work, which we now do digital. You know, back in the day, all the work used to come in. The juror would look at the work, and then artists had to come take work away, or some of it would stay. So I think there's a little bit more ease in terms of viewing work digital for the juror. Sometimes that's hard because, as we all know, what you see on a screen can be very different when you see it in person, because it's always better usually in person. And then you have to, you know, all the work has to come. You have to receive all this work. You have to place all the work. You have to get the work up. You have to do your catalog. So I think, you know, when people visit, I want them to feel like the easiest thing in the world just happened. But everybody worked really hard to make it happen.
The issue of placement must be one that causes a lot of discussion.
It's great discussion. And that's one of the fun parts. You know, and I love exhibits. I love art. I love handling art. That's one thing great if you volunteer for us for exhibits. And, you know, when you're at the museum and you're told not to touch, you get to touch the art.
This sounds like a pitch for volunteers.
It is. This is one of the best. It's truly, it's one of my favorite parts is to handle the work, because you really see the work then. You really get to look at it. And the goal when presenting an exhibit, of course, is always to present each piece so it's special and showing to its best ability. And that's everyone's goal when they're, you know, putting together an exhibit.
I know you want to nurture another generation of artists.
Absolutely.
So you have to bring young people into this discussion.
Yes.
And you're doing some work with young people.
Well, yes. We have lots of young people enter our exhibits. And you know, they're great. They are just, you know, out there and participating everywhere that they can participate and getting their work out there. And we have we work with UMSL on an intern program. So in the fall, we always have an intern from a student from UMSL that is interested in community art in administration or presentation. And that helps us keep building and connecting to the young folks.
And you've got a young artist showcase, which sounds like exactly what it is.
Yes, yes. Many artists in St. Louis had their first work of art in Young Artist Showcase. We had our 42nd year last year, and it is a popular show, and it is an amazing show because when everybody... lots of people that just happen to be visiting don't know they're looking at high school work or young people's work. They are just amazed by it.
If I'm an artist of any age and new and amateur, but I think I have some talent, how do I go about making sure I can get some of my work placed on exhibit with the St. Louis Artists Guild?
Well, it would be great to have you enter a show and start there, and we had a individual in one of our last shows who hadn't worked for a long, long time, and it was something she wanted to do, and she got in, and she was so excited that her whole family came and brought her roses, and it was this huge event for her. I think that's one thing that the Artists Guild's very good at is welcoming all artists at all levels to participate and learn the ropes of getting into shows. I think you need to know, too, that even artists who are seasoned and have been showing for a very long time might enter shows and not get in.
It works both ways.
So I want to encourage people who are just starting out to keep going, because what one juror chooses is not necessarily what somebody else chooses.
It's a very exciting time for you, obviously. Yes. And I can sense your enthusiasm. And we'll look forward to the exhibit that opens next week on the 31st. Catherine Naharsky, thanks so much for being with us. Congratulations on the new place. And I'm hopeful that a lot of people listening to this program will become more involved than may have been in the past. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be back in just a moment. Catherine Naharsky is the director of the St. Louis Artists Guild. From the world of art to the world of entertainment arts, we'll be back in just a moment. This is Cityscape on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.